AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama is using his trip to Kenya to push Africans to respect gay rights. The AP's Mark Smith is traveling with the president.
In a country where homosexual acts can lead to a jail term, the president declared gays and lesbians should not face discrimination.
The idea that they are going to be treated differently or abused because of who they love is wrong.
And he said as an African American, he's especially sensitive to the pain that results when the law discriminates. But Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta says his people don't see it that way.
It's very difficult for us to be able to impose on people that which they themselves do not accept.
At a joint news conference with Obama, Kenyatta said gay rights here are a non-issue. Mark Smith with the president, Nairobi, Kenya.
Police in New Orleans say one of their officers shot and killed a suspect today who was ramming his car into homes and other cars. A department spokesman says it's not clear yet if the man who died was armed. Outside Chicago today, Sandra Bland is being remembered at her funeral as a courageous voice on social justice. Bland died in a Texas jail days after she was arrested in a traffic stop. The autopsy declared her death a suicide. Her family disputes that. Reverend Teresa Deer is with the DuPage AME Church.
When you are about to start a new job, when you know your family is about to bring the money for your release, when you are an activist and a fighter, you don't take your own life.
Reverend Deer says Sandra Bland should be celebrated for standing up for herself. Mourners are paying their respects again today at a Metro Atlanta Marine, Lance Corporal Squire Skip Wells, who was shot and killed in attacks on military facilities in Chattanooga, Tennessee. A New York limo company says CBS newsman Bob Simon is to blame for his death in a crash because he was not wearing a seatbelt. This is AP Radio News. A date has been set for former Secretary of State and Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Rodham Clinton to testify before a congressional committee about the 2012 attacks in Benghazi in Libya.
After weeks of negotiations over the terms of her appearance before the committee, an official with Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign says the testimony will happen October 22nd. The House committee is investigating the deaths of four Americans and the attack on the diplomatic facility. But in recent months, those discussions have focused on Clinton's emails instead and her private computer server. This week, government investigators disclosed they had recently alerted the Justice Department to the potential compromise of classified information from that server. Diane Kepley, Washington.
More than 1,000 Kurds and leftist Turks are marching in Paris today. They are protesting airstrikes going on by Turkish and Kurdish militant camps in northern Iraq. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save